Good morning, this is Steve Coleman with your Daily Inspiration. God bless you, and thank you for joining us here this morning. This morning I'd like to, as we continue along in the looking at some of the great hymns of the faith, I would like to read the words for In Thy Holy Place and have some meditation there. And that's the question this morning. Have you experienced that? Do you understand what the hymn writer is speaking of here? In this place of intimacy with the Lord Jesus. In thy holy place we bow, perfumes sweet to heaven rise, while our golden censers glow with the fire of sacrifice. Saints low bending, prayers ascending, holy lips and hands implore, faith believing and receiving grace from him whom we adore. And I'm always thrilled when I sing this hymn because it's such a beautiful picture. There's the fire of sacrifice that burns when we're in prayer. There's the sense here with the saints all together. This isn't just speaking of personal prayer. It's of the time when the saints are gathered together, and there's a golden censer that glows. And there's a faith that rises up out of each one, and we receive a grace in that picture. Isn't that a glorious picture? Holy light doth fill this place. Spirit light our way to guide. In the presence of thy face, sin and darkness ne'er can hide. Heaven's gleaming, fullness streaming, life and truth for man is found. Light pervading, never fading, lighting all the world around. Have you had that blessed experience, beloved, of praying together and it seems like the very light of God comes to the place and how that there's a sense of unity and one accord in the prayers, the Spirit is guiding us. These are beautiful high times in our Christian life, and what I love about this particular hymn is the way that the poetry so accurately depicts what experience we have. And so I don't know where you're at, but I'm hoping you're encouraged in this just to remember, just to meditate upon some of those times of sweet communal prayer with others and what a blessed holy place that is. And, oh, let us press in and continue to experience such, to be encouraged, if not day by day, but to be encouraged regularly in our Christian walks. On thy holy bread we feed, hunger nevermore to know. Thou suppliest all our need, Father, whither shall we go? Ne'er forsaking, here partaking bread, our souls to satisfy. Here abiding and confiding, we shall ne'er want nor die. Isn't that a beautiful conclusion, a fitting conclusion to this worship of the Lord and the rejoicing and the goodness of this shared prayer together, and then feeding on the Holy Word? And you know what? If we feed on the Word of God, the natural things of this world sure grow strangely dim. So I hope you're encouraged here this morning. In thy holy place we bow. I hope that you're encouraged to maybe seek God today, find some other believers and seek God together, pray with one accord, pray as equals, pray not feeling superior, but to encourage one another and so that each one can enter into the prayers and then indeed open up the Word of God and read the Word of God and be fed and encouraged as God meets with you. And so that's my encouragement for you here this morning. And thank you for joining us, and I do pray that if you have some comment, I do ask you to go ahead and use mailbox 99 to give your comments, and God bless you.